34 states in the District of Columbia automatically allow felons who've served their time in prison to vote. Florida and 13 other states require these men and women to apply to have their voting rights restored. But a new study says that many of those states make the application process so difficult or confusing or slow that they unfairly keep more than a million ex-felons off the voting rolls. The Sentencing Project wrote the report. It is an advocacy group that wants all states to automatically restore voting rights to ex-felons. NPR's Libby Lewis has more.
Jimmy Klinkakis has never voted in his life. He's 52 years old. For half his life, he didn't care about voting. All he cared about was heroin.
You know, I wasn't that great of a person. I'm not gonna, you know, I had broke into homes, broke into people's trucks. I did whatever I had to do, you know, lied, stole, cheated to those closest to me, and then even people that I didn't know.
He was in and out of Florida state prisons for 11 and a half years. When he got out the last time, he lived under a bridge in Miami. He ate out of dumpsters and kept his things in a shopping cart. 3 years of that before he walked into a halfway house and asked for help. Now he has a high school diploma. He's a licensed drug counselor, and he helps run an addiction recovery center in Miami. He serves with the governor's task force on drugs. And Jimmy Klinkakis wants to vote, but he can't. The state of Florida still won't let him.
I'm going on 14 years. I do not know what more personally that I can do to show that I'm productive. I'm a taxpayer. I serve the state of Florida. I work in the capacity of helping other people. I go into the state prisons and bring 12-step meetings in. I've been volunteer of the year from that. I mean, I do a whole lot.
He's applied for the restoration of his voting rights several times. Florida has an Office of Executive Clemency with the power to decide.
Instead of just a piece of paper or whatever, I put a portfolio together of everything that I have accomplished since I have gotten clean. And I hand-delivered it this time to the State Clemency Office in Tallahassee.
He's gotten nowhere, and he has a lot of company, says Mark Maurer, who co-authored the Sentencing Project's report on felons' voting rights.
Unless you have a good lawyer, unless you're extremely well-informed, in matter of practice, it's really an illusory process.
Maurer says some states, like Virginia, have made it easier for felons to get their voting rights back. But he says other states have continued to make it hard, with long waiting periods or bureaucratic backlogs. Some even require character tests. Last fall, for instance, Kentucky's governor decided to require ex-felons who want to restore their voting rights to submit three letters of reference, attesting to the applicant's good character. Roger Clegg is one who believes it should be hard for ex-felons to regain their right to vote. He says it makes sense to consider it person by person, to size up someone's character and how he's changed. Clegg is with the Center for Equal Opportunity, a conservative think tank.
Morality is a foundation of self-government. I mean, self-government works only if the people who are self-governing have certain basic values and morals in common. And the most basic of those is that we agree not to assault each other, not to murder each other, not to rape each other, not to steal each other's property.
That argument has been used by states and courts to justify keeping ex-felons from voting, says Pam Carlin. She's a voting rights expert at Stanford Law School. She says the argument may be moral, but the effect is political.
It makes a big difference to the outcome of elections. If whole communities are disenfranchised, it will change who wins and who loses elections, and that matters to how we're governed.
She cites the election in Florida in 2000 when thousands of black Floridians were mistakenly branded as ex-felons and barred from voting. Carlin says that experience is helping drive the movement in some states to make it easier for ex-felons to regain their right to vote. Libby Lewis, NPR News.